Philippians chapter 2. If there is therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill my joy, so that you are like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than themselves. Don't look every man at his own things, but every man also at the things of others. Let this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, didn't see it as robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took on himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found to apparently be a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient until death, even the death of the cross. So God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And so every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputes, so that you'll be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without fault, among a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine like lights in the world, holding out the word of life, so that I'll rejoice in the day of Christ, so that I haven't run in vain, nor labored in vain. Yes, and if I'm offered on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly to you, so I will also be of good comfort when I know your condition. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your condition. For all seek their own, not the things that are Jesus Christ's. But you know the proof of him, that like a son with a father, he has served with me in the gospel. Therefore I hope to send him soon, after I see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. Yet I suppose it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my needs. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because you had heard that he had been sick. For he was sick, near death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, so I won't have sorrow added to sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, so that when you see him again, you'll rejoice, and so that I'll be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was near death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me.